KUTX 98.9, live in Studio 1A. This is Jody Denberg, but I'm not by myself. I have a room full of KUTX listeners and concert club members. Thanks, y'all, for being here today. We do appreciate you. Let yourselves be heard. Yeah, that's okay. Thanks to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. And thanks to Josh for joining us once again here. Father John Misty has shows tonight and Monday at the Bass Concert Hall. And a great third record that I have in my hands. I have all three of them here. I wish I was on TV because they're really beautiful. And we're going to talk about the records and we're going to talk to Father John. We're going to hear some live music on KUTX, Father John Misty.
No cursing, right? Okay. Let's see. Ancient holy wars, dead religions, holocausts, new regimes, old ideas. That's now myth, that's now real. Original sin, genetic fate. Revolution, spinning plates. It's important to stay informed. The commentary to comment on. Oh, and no one ever really knows you. And life is brief. So I've heard, but what's that got to do with this black hole in me? Oh, 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 oh. Age-old gender roles, infotainment capital, golden bows and mercury. Bohemian nightmare, Dust Bowl chic. This documentary's lost on me. Satirical news, free energy. Mobile lifestyle, loveless sex. Independence, happiness. Oh, and no one ever really knows you. And life is brief. So I've heard, but what's that got to do with this atom bomb in me? Oh, 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 oh. Colosseum. Families, the golden era of TV, Unix sluts, consumer slaves, arose by any other name, carbon footprint, incest dreams. Something and something else. Online friends. Yeah. Oh, and love is just an institution based on human frailty. But what's your paradise gotta do with Adam and Eve? Yeah, maybe love is just an economy based on resource scarcity. But what I fail to see, what that's got to do with you and me. Oh, 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 thank you.
Thanks, John.
It's a pretty incredible string of vulgarities at the end of that song that I just didn't want to attempt.
I like my job.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Thank you for saving me.
Really?
You said that was by request. What was the title of that song and who requested it?
Oh, well, you know, it's called Holy Stuff.
And who got their request in them?
Just right here.
Oh, yeah. Nicely done. Thank you.
I have my own feed. Yeah. Yeah.
These three records that you've made since 2012, Fear Fun, I Love You, Honey Bear, Pure Comedy, I mean, they are great works, but you made this string of records, like eight of them under your name, J. Tillman, and they didn't get the same attention. So is having the alias something that sparked people's attention? Why have these three records really...
Oh, yeah. It's such a cool name that people just buy it. Yeah.
And they
I
didn't...
attribute all of it just to that to that name.
And the other name was so uncool they just stayed away from him.
Yeah. Well, what's the question?
Why?
Oh,
I mean,
why?
I like those other records and I was wondering why now things are like, you know, two nights at the Bass Concert Hall, it's pretty great.
Yeah, well, you know, I actually achieved like a level of success that I was interested in with J. Tillman. You know, I was selling like 5,000 copies and playing for like 200 people in foreign lands. And that to me was like really great, you know, in terms of like success or something. Like what I'm doing now is so far beyond like anything that's good for anyone, you know. It's like not healthy or cool at all. Like, but I think what it really comes down to is, and when I really knew that something meaningful had shifted in my perspective on myself and my music and all that, was when friends of mine who had heard all those records and had been around while I was doing that, were doing the J. Tillman records, they heard Fear of Fun and they're like, wow, man, this like really sounds like you. You know, and they were, it was that really indicated to me that something like meaningful had shifted in terms of my ability to like articulate what I think and to allow my sense of humor and all that into my music.
So that's kind of interesting. When you took on the name Father John Misty, your writing became truer to your true self.
Well, calling myself something stupid like that is actually truer to myself than calling myself like Joshua M. Tillman or something. Like,
does any of it play into the writing process when you sit down now? Do you feel liberated by the fact that you've got this audience that wants to hear what you have to say?
Well, I think, I mean, I am... largely filled with dread before an album comes out. You know, I don't feel particularly, it's very, very sweet when people come up to me and say like, hey man, I'm really like, it's really inspiring that you're not afraid to tell the truth or say whatever, or say what you think or whatever. And I was just like, I'm terrified. I don't know like what you're talking about. You know, I mean, there are lyrics or there, you know, I mean, I sit, this is just in my nature, but I lay in bed at night writing think pieces, you know, like in my head, you know, the month before an album comes out, just picking my own album apart, you know. I think that it wasn't so much like a, especially with an album like this, like a 75-minute new age album about like despair was not what I think my audience was looking for, or my label, or anyone else, you know. So yeah, maybe I have been like monstrously emboldened by commercial success.
You know? Yeah. We can hang with you through all 13 minutes of Leaving L.A. I mean,
yeah, right.
We're on
yeah.
board.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's part of what I really, really like about tour, is that just talking to fans after the show and getting to connect with people, and the whole thing becomes so much less abstract, you know? That's, and that I do, I think, take into my
writing process now more than in the past is I have faces, like real faces that go along with, like, you know, this abstract concept, you know, who am I doing this for? Who is this for? Who do I want to edify or encourage or whatever?
I think it goes both ways, because when we see you, it's less abstract than just these records with the beautiful
standing
artwork.
Here in my pajamas. Yeah. You know, this is about as...
it's as down to earth as we get.
Yeah.
You have almost a whole nother record ready to go. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. So you do sit up late at night and write and think and...
Well, I don't have anything else to do. I have no hobbies. I have, you know, like, yeah.
Last time you were here, you played the piano, but the band that you have with you tonight and Monday at the Bass Concert Hall, you have a pianist with you, so you don't really play much piano at this point.
No. You know, I started playing I only started playing piano 2 or 3 years ago. Hmm. Like, I had never gone anywhere near piano before that. And you know, like, Pure Comedy was the first song that I wrote on a piano. And it's kind of the reason why the new album is so slow, because I'm not very good at piano yet. Like, I can't play that fast. So the songs all ended up having this, like, you know, that tempo where I could be like, giving myself some time, yeah.
What about the drums? You used to play drums with Fleet Foxes. Do you ever get behind the kit these days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have like a drum set in my green room that I torment my touring party with. you know, I play drums. I've played drums on all the records, aside from this recent one. But I've played the drums on the new record, on the LP4. It's all finished. Yeah, I love playing the drums.
When you have two nights in the same city, as you do here tonight and Monday, do you tinker with the set list between the two shows? Or is it pretty set?
No. It's all been very carefully calibrated to maximize merch sales.
Very nice. Unlike today.
If one song goes out, you know, it's a house of cards falls. Yeah.
Well, we're not very calibrated today. We can do whatever we want within, you know, FCC guidelines.
Right.
So what would you like to do next?
Is there anything you guys would like to hear?
Writing novel.
Novel? Okay.
I ran down the road, pants down to my knees, screaming, please come help me. That Canadian shaman gave a little too much to me. And I'm writing a novel.
Cool.
Because it's never been done before. Well, the first house that I saw, I wrote house up on the door and told the people who live there they had to get out, cause my reality is realer than yours. There's no time in the present. And there's a black dog on the bed. So I went to the backyard, naturally, to burn my only clothes. And the dog ran out and said, you can't turn nothing into nothingness with me no more. Well, I'm no doctor, but then my monkey might be right. Oh, and if he is, I'll be walking in my whole life. Rode to Malibu on a dune buggy with Neil. He said, you're gonna have to drown me down on the beach if you ever wanna write the reel. And I said, I'm sorry. Oh, but young man, what was your name again? Now everywhere I go in West Hollywood, it's filled with people pretending they don't see the actress and the actors wishing that they could. We could do ayahuasca. Oh, baby, if I wasn't holding all these drinks. Now something about the way Violet whips her hair that makes me empty my pockets, holding court in the corner, bending 20s as if I was the mayor. I don't need any new friends. Oh, but I could really use something to do. Also, if you're up for it sometime, I swear you wouldn't have to be my muse. Heidegger and Sartre drinking poppy tea. I could have sworn last night I passed out in my van, and now these guys are pouring one for me. I never leave the canyon, 'cause I'm surrounded on all sides. Oh, but people writing novels, living on amusement rides. By people writing novels, living lives that look like mine.
Thanks.
Bobby John Misty, by request, I'm writing a novel from 2012's Fear Fund. Thanks for that request. That was a good one. Father John Misty tonight and Monday at the Bass Concert Hall. So I'd imagine you have gigs in between tonight and Monday. You're going to kind of circle back here.
Yeah.
But if there's any special Mexican food you want or anything, we'll hook you up.
Ooh.
Yeah, we'll take care
of
you.
Thank you very much.
And I should have mentioned this earlier, that we were streaming live on Facebook, but that's archived. And also we're going to do another song. And you can see Father John Misty in his pajamas. And hear him.
I have no idea that this was like a filmed thing in front of an audience.
It's not. Scratch what I said.
Okay.
Don't even think about it. Thanks for visiting us again, Josh. Good to see you, man.
I'm glad I didn't wear my crotchless PJ pants.
Can we change into that?
Is there the dry cleaner?
Can we change into those before the last song?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Well, that's just going to be for those of you here. Father John Misty tonight and Monday at the Bass Concert Hall, and you've been listening to him live on KETX.